Many thanks for joining us. Lead story, clashes continue between the Syrian government forces and armed men in the country's largest city, Aleppo. We know that government forces have inflicted heavy losses on the militants in the city. At least 18 armed men have been killed in the city's Atarab area. Meanwhile, the military has arrested a number of militants in a Damascus suburb and confiscated their weapons. And on the border with Jordan, the Syrian army foils an infiltration attempt by insurgents. The government forces have also destroyed a weapons cache in the western city of Homs. In the southern city of Daraa, terrorists assassinated the country's deputy health minister, Mahmoud Zouabi. Well, for more on the situation in Syria, we're joined by Lawrence Davidson, professor at Westchester University, joining us on Press TV's World News. Mr. Davidson, thank you for joining us on World News. Everybody seems to want an end to the violence which is occurring in Syria. However, countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. insist on sending the opposition group weapons to continue the violence. Why is that?
Well, it's because they're not interested in ending the violence. They're interested in bringing down the Assad regime, and this is the way they're going to do it. And there's a pattern that's been followed here, and it's sort of based on the Libyan and Yemen kind of scenario. And so I think we can expect more interference, more support of the rebellion, and therefore this thing will keep going, and it'll probably keep going for a very long time, because it appears, at least to me, that no one is in a position to definitively win.
Well, another development that's occurred a few days ago was France sending military units to the country. Eventually, what happened to Libya is what we're going to see with Syria. And in your opinion, why is it so important that the United States, and especially Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, wanting the President Bashar al-Assad and his regime to come down and step down? What is so interested for the United States in Syria?
Well, I think it has to do with Iran. I think that it weakens Iran, and it weakens Hezbollah, and therefore it shores up the dominion, if you will, of Israeli power. And the United States and Israel are bonded allies. And so I think it's not Syria qua Syria. In other words, it's not allied itself to powers that the United States and Israel are dedicated to weakening. And so they go after the weak link.
And do you see the United States talking to allies to eventually enter Syria, as what we saw with the no-fly zone occurring in Libya? Will that eventually cease and take place in Syria?
Well, I mean, it's possible. Left as it is, as I said before, no one's in a position here definitively, you know, win, and therefore it goes on and on and on. Now, the United States can live with that, because going on and on and on keeps the pot boiling and essentially negatively affects Hezbollah, negatively affects Iran. But if they decide that they want to end it, then they're going to have to do two things. One is they'll have to impose a no-fly zone, and the other is that they're going to have to find a way of making the rebels unite in some fashion, in some sort of united front, because as it is, one of the primary reasons that rebels can't win is that they're fragmented. So they're going to have to try to overcome that, you know, the Americans, the Qataris,
okay.
Have to overcome that.
Thank you for that. Lawrence Davidson, Professor of Westchester University, joining us here on Press TV's International News.